Throughout this election season, we're broadcasting excerpts from the candidates' speeches, and today we'll hear from Vice President Cheney. He spoke yesterday in Medford, New Jersey.
In his years in Washington, John Kerry has been one of 100 votes in the United States Senate, and very fortunately, on matters of national security, his views rarely prevailed. A senator can be wrong. A senator can be confused. A senator can be indecisive for 20 years without consequence to the nation. But a president always casts the deciding vote. And in this time of challenge, America needs and America has a president we can count on to get it right. Senator Kerry's back and forth reflects a habit of indecision and sends a message of confusion. And it's all part of a pattern. He has, in the last several years, been for the No Child Left Behind Act and against it. He's spoken in favor of the North American Free Trade Agreement and against it. He's for the Patriot Act and against it. Senator Kerry says he sees two Americas. It makes the whole thing mutual. America sees two John Kerrys. The country requires strong and consistent leadership for our actions overseas, and the same is true for our policies here at home. When President Bush and I took the oath of office on the inaugural platform on the west front of the Capitol, our economy was sliding into recession. Then on 9/11, terrorists struck our nation and shook the economy once again. President Bush responded by delivering tax cuts four times in the next 4 years. Every American who pays federal income taxes benefited from the Bush tax cuts, and so has our economy. We've created jobs. We've created jobs for 13 consecutive months, a total of over 1.9 million new jobs during that period, including almost 100,000 new jobs last month alone. Here in New Jersey, nearly 90,000 jobs have been created since March of 2003. Mortgage rates, interest rates, inflation are all low. Consumers are confident. Businesses are investing. Families are taking home more of what they earn. We know there are still challenges. The President and I will not be satisfied until every American who wants to work can find a job. This is a strong economy. It's growing stronger. The Bush tax cuts are working. Our accomplishments these past 4 years have made America safer, stronger, and better. They also demonstrate something about the character of our president. He didn't go to the White House to mark time or to spend his energy on small goals. He went to take on big issues and to make serious reforms. He's led with confidence, with clear vision and unwavering purpose. He's made hard choices, and he's kept his word. And that's exactly how he will lead this country for the next 4 years.
Vice President Dick Cheney speaking yesterday in New Jersey. Tomorrow, we'll hear from a speech by Democratic vice presidential candidate, Senator John Edwards.